Sheriff Montgomery, you've been in Little Rock for the past couple of days. How was that?
Well, it's the Sheriff's Association meeting, and I've been down there since Sunday. We had board meetings starting Sunday morning, and we've got a lot of things that we're working on. And part of the event on Tuesday was Governor Sanders gave a speech to the sheriffs. I can tell you, it's very refreshing to hear what she's got to say and her plans and outlooks for the state of Arkansas. We're excited about it.
Well, we reached out to you because of that appearance from our new governor and a quote that she made, and I wanted to get your input on it. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, as Arkansas faces rising violent crime, she thanked the sheriffs for their local leadership and vowed to unleash bold reforms to increase prison capacity to lock up violent repeat offenders, shut the revolving door in our prisons, and give officers the resources they need to ensure Arkansas families are safe. The governor said she will shut down the crime wave plaguing our cities, stop the hateful defund the police movement, and stand up for the heroes of law enforcement every single day. I'm sure that was well received in that room, sir.
Oh, I can tell you, it was very well received. You know, it's as she said, we didn't get here overnight. We can't fix it overnight. But in the 18 years I've been sheriff, this is the first time that I can truly say that I am excited and believe that we have commitment from the governor and the legislators to move forward to help law enforcement and to start reducing violent crime and also repeat offenders, which, as you know, I've been pounding the drum for many years now about our repeat offenders. And I'm telling you, we're all excited and what the future holds. Again, I just can't say enough good things about what we heard from her and from the legislators that we met with Tuesday night.
You've been chair of this Sheriff's Association for almost 18 years. Is that correct?
Well, I'm starting in my year 19. I don't know if that makes me old, but I'm currently the longest serving sheriff in the state of Arkansas right now. It's been something we've been pounding the drum about repeat offenders. The legislators have heard me say that over and over and over. We've got to do something.
Play. Sir, what can we do?
Well, I can tell you what the governor's commitment. She's met with the sheriff several times prior to the speech that she gave on Tuesday. But what she has said she's committed to do is to build more prison beds, which is vitally needed. New programs to supply the sheriff's office and all law enforcement with the resources we need. But one of the big things that I think is they're going to start really holding the criminal accountable. So getting out early, serving 1/10, 1/12 of their sentence, it sounds like that is on the table to start doing some truth and sentencing reform as well as building more beds. Because the problem is you can do the truth and sentencing. You can start holding the criminal accountable. But if you don't have a place to put them, it's not going to work. And so it's a multi-pronged approach. And I think she's got a great plan that she's laid out. And we're excited to work with her.
There are two other components to that as well. You've got such a backlog in our court system currently that aids in that repeat offender and, you know, the lack of bed space as well. Plus, you know, she talked about the violent crime wave plaguing our cities. Is crime on the rise, or is it a combination of the drug problem in our state attributing to the crime?
There's no question that the drug issue is certainly contributing. I mean, you look at our own local facility, I would say probably 80% of the people that's in our jail is there for either drugs or some sort of drug-related crime, whether it's being, again, because they're either high on some sort of substance and they're assaulting people, committing crimes, or breaking into homes. And so it is a very major problem across the state. We've got to get a handle on it. And what we also hear is that there's going to be a lot more effort put into treatment programs and mental health and some things like that, that also is part of that multi-pronged approach. Again, there's not one magic pill, but you put all those things together. And again, I along with the other sheriffs are excited about what we're hearing.
She also mentioned the defund police. Of course, that was part of her stump speech across the state of Arkansas. Is that a true threat in the state of Arkansas, or is that more of a national talking point?
Well, it has been a problem in certain areas of Arkansas. Now, I can tell you it's certainly not been a problem in Baxter County. This community supports their law enforcement, our quorum courts and city councils. I mean, they very much support us. But there's been a few communities across the state of Arkansas that at least has been talked about. But I think the commitment once, and again, from a personal level, it makes no sense to defund the police. If you got violent crime that's happening and you defund the police, you're going to make the problem worse. And so I think that's certainly not been a case in our area. Statewide, I think a lot of that rhetoric has been toned down. Take Little Rock as an example. Violent crime is running rampant in Little Rock. Sorry for my fellow law enforcement officers that's dealing with it there, but something's got to happen. When you look at those that are committing those violent crimes, and a large, large percentage of them are parolees that's been let out of prison and let out early, you know, that's telling right there. So we have got to hold the criminal accountable. Everybody talks about cost, and there is certainly a cost to that. We rarely do is talk about what the cost is to the victim. And I think that has to be part of the talk of the cost. And at least from the governor's standpoint, it sounds like that she's including that victims, because she talks about the victims a lot.